You're such an asshole.
Tired Cappy in the sea. Ba ba ba. Fuck you, not me. Do, 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 do. All right. Cappy is trying to figure out its lighting. I know I look a bit confused. But that's natural light. That's not a light shining on me if I look whiter than a Scandinavian right now. Yeah, I'm just kind of looking at the screen. And I'm getting the studio together here. So hopefully the audio quality is a little bit better. And we have a request. If you have a request, Cappy has answers over at assholeconsulting.com. Where the hell did the questions come from? Where is it? Guys, here, do me a favor. This is not Sam's fault. All right. If you are a repeat customer, don't just look up my old email and then respond. Please go to the form and fill it out because it cleans up. I have like a 13 email message thread going on. I got to find the original one. It just makes things crisp, makes things precise. All right. I think I found the, all right, here it is. Okay. Happy Friday, Aaron. Hope you're well. I'd like a video response on below. There's two questions. I've been with a girl for a few months now and she's good to me. She's very patient, extremely attractive, got a good job and she's on top of things. She could potentially be an excellent wife and mother. I do want to have one or two children eventually. At what point would it make sense to get engaged to her to get more serious about marriage? Or should I avoid a lengthy engagement period altogether and just get married? When she and I decide we like to have children in 2 or 3 years. So, all right, hang on. I'm at a paradox or a quandary because there's always that girl. Because I've lost one or two. Half. I was going to say one and a half. I keep reminding myself, oh, yeah, there was that. I don't want you to throw away a really great gal. I don't. Because that'll make all the difference in the world. And maybe I'm errant. I've lost, left the reservation on the Red Pill community there. But dude, you've been dating her a couple months. No, absolutely not. No, no. I mean, down the road, yes. But you want to know how much time? 2 years. 2 years minimum. Minimum. And by the way, that doesn't even mean you're going to go get married, right? Because here's the other bit of information or advice. Never marry. Do not marry in the United States. And you're going to have a come to Jesus meeting with this girl. Maybe not now. It's only a couple months. So don't worry. You'll find out she's sucking Kevin's dick in sales tomorrow. But let's just say, look at the cute man over here. Let's just say it lasts 2 years and everything's great and wonderful. 6 months, here's the deal. The marriage laws of the United States are completely unacceptable. I will not engage or bring the government into our relationship. There is no reason for that. This is an agreement between you and me. All right. We could be committed to each other, but we are never getting married because there is no effing godly reason for any man to get married, at least in the United States. I guess like in Sweden, it's more actually egalitarian. Where, you know, women are like, oh, God, I got to pay him money. But he has the penis. But generally speaking, in the end, no. There is, and it's not because I'm trying to be edgy or controversial. I'm being, as a risk assessor, as someone who assesses the risk, critically looking at this from a pure cost-benefit analysis, there is no reason for men or women to get married. None. And not because I'm not talking about married in the committed sense. I'm talking bring the government in, have a legal contract, and now anchor yourself, weigh yourself to all these weights that we're going to float out into the Pacific. And oops, if the boat doesn't float, I guess you're going down with these weights. There is no reason to tether yourself to the legal and financial risks of marriage within the United States. No reason. None. And show her this video. Say, look, I love you. You're great. You're wonderful. And he probably does like you. I hope you like him too. But there is no reason at all for a man to commit himself to a wife or a woman in the United States. None. None. There's no benefit because I think you could get what you want without. Now, if you have kids, now that goes into. there's a joke I was going to make. You know what? I can make that joke. I can actually look at the underclass community because that's aracial. All right, look at the underclass community. They have kids outside of wedlock. You can still have families outside of wedlock. You don't need to be married. Heck, what? What is like half the kids are born out of wedlock? All right. So if you want to have a family, you don't need no marriage. Many people before you have proven that before. Right. But you need to have like, no, no. And I don't know how much of balls you got and how much, you know, is that going to send a running away? Fine. But this is not the conversation to have after you've dated a girl for a couple months. 6 months. All right. Things getting a little serious. Like, look, here's the deal. And you lay it on the line. Lay it online. This ain't going to happen. We're not getting married. Not with these laws. Nope. Not going to happen. Because there's no upside potential. We can have everything we want without. And she'll be like, but I really want the commitment. Well, you got my commitment. You got my word. I don't need the government coming after me in case you decide to run off with Kevin in sales or your irreconcilable differences. So functionally, practically, you're going to date a little bit more. 2 months. Don't worry. You're still in that phase where she's nice. That's nice. That's cute. That's very cute. Revisit this in 6 months. And out of respect to her, let's be moral men here. She's going to want to know where this is this going. 6 months would be about the right point in time. Because then by that time, it's like, all right, you'll have a better idea whether or not she's wife material. And then you can say, all right, look, here's the deal. All right. Cut bait or fish loose or whatever the hell, shit or get off the pot, whatever the saying is. And out of respect to her. Now, if she really wants that piece of paper, okay, she has every right to have that piece of paper. It's telling, oh, I need that piece of paper. Oh, why do you need that piece? but that is the decision for at least 4 months from now. So do not, you're not bringing up the marriage discussion now. If she asks, be perfectly honest, out of respect to her, like, look, I'm never getting married. I think it's a bullshit institution, in the United States, legally, not religiously or ethically. I think men and women should be committed to each other, especially if we're going to have family. We are not going to the courthouse. There will be no marriage license. No, that's, and that puts you on equal footing where it's like, no, we're not. And you may even want to talk, cause I know here's another thing. Oh, we got a sponsor. What's his name? Something Law. Him and his buddy, they do law in Illinois, marriage law. And it's obviously in the United States, it's state by state case. You should talk to a lawyer in your particular state. Especially you got to figure out, is it there a cohabitation law? Like, what is it? Not arranged marriage. What is it like? We just decided as the government, you're married now. Freedom. America. Common law marriage. Are you in a common law marriage state? I sure the F ain't. That's the number one thing I look at before I look at taxes. Like, is this a common law state? It isn't. Thank God. Okay, we can live here now. So that's one thing. But then there are other peculiarities and specifics to your individual state. So what I would do, like, not tomorrow because tomorrow's Sunday, but first thing Monday, get on the horn with the best divorce lawyer in your state and have an hour or two conversation for $200 to $300 to $400 to $500 and ask any divorce man if that's worth it. And they will say yes in the comment section. Say, what do I'd like to have kids, but I want none of the legal risks of marriage. And they'll say, by God, son, here's some ideas. But in particular to this question of yours, you're not there yet to worry about marriage. It's good to see that she's seemingly nice and great and everything. That's great. I'm very happy for you, but it needs more time. I've dated girls that were really great and nice the first 2 months that we dated too. And it was wonderful. It's almost like they know what men want and they give it to them and then they change and pull it away. Almost like they were going after something. It rhymes with B sources, key sources, T sources. Oh, wait, resources. Oh, okay. really nice. At a, oh, now I have security. Now I can get rhymes with blat, clat, drat, blat. Oh, fat. Now they can get fat. Okay. That's, you're so dark. You young boys go date a little bit more. All right. He has another question, but I'll make sure we don't get any super chats. Oh, here they are. Here they are. Let's get these out of the way. Hold off on the super. Just hold off. I got to go through some consulting here. Alex Bogey. Good name. Alex Bogey. That's kind of a good name. $5. Off topic, what point of government spending to GDP will have hyperinflation? It was 44% in 2020. Does the world reserve currency status override? Yes, it does, because we have the world's reserve. We have the world's largest military and every other government. This is the smartest kid on the short bus. The hottest fat girl at a fat girl party. That's what keeps us in the game. You already do have hyperinflation in some sense with the stock market and housing market and consequently rents. So we do have, I wouldn't say hyperinflation, but significant inflation. Tuition, car prices, anything you borrow money for, because it goes through the banking system and then they lend it out on those things. That's where the money, that's where the hype, tuition and healthcare costs, that's hyperinflationary. That's true. But as to what percent government spending to GDP, it's if they tax, like let's say you had a balanced budget and you took 44% of GDP out of the American public, you tax them at 44%, and you paid for 44% spending without printing off money, there'd be no inflation on the theoretical mathematical level. But if you didn't tax anybody and you printed off 44% GDP in money to pay for government spending, there's going to be probably 44% inflation. I'm no economist. Actually, technically, you'd have to like consider it over the total money supply and all that, but I'm not going to bore people with the details. But I don't know what percent GDP were hyperinflationary. And it also includes like velocity, consumer confidence, at what what rate do people respend the same dollar? So it all depends. I can't answer the question because it's not contingent on that one variable. Black Wolf 340, new guy, $2. Only if there was a book that talks about it. only. I love my job. Cool. All right. Now he has another question. We caught up with the super chats. B, I've wanted to get a technical degree for a long time, and the manufacturing plant I work at is willing to pay for me to at least take 3 courses to finish my chemistry degree. Three courses. You've been, I don't want to know how many years you've been sitting on your ass not taking those 3 courses. And a chemistry degree is generally too general. It's not applied chemistry. It's not chemical engineering. But what the F, man? You couldn't take those 3 courses in your spare time to get yourself a degree in chemistry? Oh, I know. Maybe you have the same job and all that. But come on. You're that close. It's like running 25.5 miles in a marathon. You're like, yep, I'm done, man. Whoa. I can see the finish line right there. I ain't going to walk there. Come on. Finish it. They're even encouraging me to pursue a PhD in chemistry to take over the place when our main chemist retires in a few years. They also want to promote me to keep leveraging my CPA degree in the meantime. I travel a lot in the spring for work, and the classes I need aren't offered in the summer. So would graduating this fall be worth the stress taking 3 hardcore classes at once? Whoa. God damn it. The guy's retiring in a few years. They're already grooming you to take over his position. Here's, just so you know, you don't need a PhD. You don't. Okay? They would like you to have it, but you don't need the PhD. All right? So... See, had you not been a lazy quantahaha and took 1 class per semester, you wouldn't be in this quandary. Now you're looking at 3 hardcore science classes. No, you can't. You're going to have to take 2 maybe and then 1 at, or spread it 3, you know, 1 each semester. They also want to promote me and keep leveraging my CPA. In the meantime, I travel a lot in the spring for work, and the classes I need aren't offered in the summer. So graduating this fall be worth the stress taking 3 hardcore classes at once? No, it's not. Go talk to your boss. Say, here's the problem, Charlie. Oh, your boss's name is Charlie now. Taking three classes, I don't have the time. All right. I could take one class in fall, one class in winter, one class while you're traveling spring. All right. Two classes fall, one class winter. One class fall, two classes winter. Is it all right if I do that? He'll probably say yes. Then the PhD is a completely different thing. Because that's what? Three at least years more hard serious study. And my question to you is, are they going to pay you? Not just your tuition, but are they going to pay you for study time? Because unless you really like chemistry, studying for chemistry or anything doesn't sound like fun. Matter of fact, it sounds like work. Oh, we'd like you to have your PhD. We'll pay for your tuition. Yeah, what about my time and labor to study that shit? You going to pay me for that? Because that's not fun. I could be fishing, boating, having sex with my girlfriend while she's having sex with Kevin in sales or Chad in accounting. Does Chad work in accounting? I know we all know Kevin works in sales, but does Chad work in accounting? Chad Elkins does. I say, oh, are they going to compensate you for your time? Booty, 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 booty. Hey, I'm almost burned out of my current role, and they want to hire someone who would report to me to do the tedious data review and data cleanup parts of my job. So I'd have 20 hours of work per week on average while pursuing my PhD. Get your PhD. Whether they pay for your study time or not, just go get your PhD if they're going to pay for it. And it's going to suck, and it's going to require a lot of work. But by the time you get it, you're kind of golden and you're set. All right. And what was my other questions about the girlfriend? Also, how agreeable is your girlfriend to you and her not marrying but just staying together? The girlfriend wants a child or two in a few years and doesn't want to get married until we've committed to having children together. Okay, smart gal. I'm liking her. She's got a good head on her shoulders. She's 20 and I'm 32 in case that matters. I applaud you. Bravo. Bravo. God, man. Okay. Is she traditional? I'm trying to remember. Let's go down here. Very patient, extremely attractive, good job on top of things. How does she have a good job at 20? All right. She has to come from a traditional family. More importantly than that, she has to have a good relationship with her father. Is her father around? And this is the deciding point where, you know, you don't have to decide anything now. This is what's great about being a man. Time is on your side. You can be 25 and hot and 45 or hot. Doesn't matter. Her age concerns me. Because at that age, they're still coming out of high school. There's like this group of girls that are really nice and sweet in high school. They're girls. You know, they weren't brainwashed to be man-hating feminists and careerist type robots. Is she really traditional? Does she come from a family as traditional? Like if she was from a Muslim family, I'd be like, okay, yeah, all right. I could see she's 20. She's been conditioned a certain way. Or let's say not Muslim or Western or secular or whatever. Does she have a good relationship with her dad? Did dad raise her? Who's dad? Where's dad? I want to know more about dad. And she's just always wanted to have kids. And dad spent a lot of time with her when she was a girl. And he made sure dad invested in her and protected her from boys and taught her the rights and the wrongs. Okay, cool. But if she's 20 and from a broken family and is acting like this, it's an act. I hate to sound so dark and sinister. It's an act. Now, of course, there is a chance that a 20-year-old girl or guy who comes from a broken home is legit and sincere. I've seen it where it's such a tortured environment. They had, especially the eldest siblings, they had to become the adult in the family. Look at Stefan Molyneux. So they do come out from a lump of coal into a hardcore diamond after that galvanizing process. Cool. You need time to figure that out. But 20, I want to know more about her background. And good job. What's a good job at 20? I mean, was she a wunderkind? Does she have a degree in engineering? Does she work at the nuclear power plant next to Homer Simpson? It could be. But that could, it's not the age difference. Just so you know, it's not the age difference. It's not that you're 12 years older there. Bravo, by the way, bravo. It's that she's 20 and you're like, wow, she's marriage material. I'm like, is she? She really? I dated a Russian gal one time. Oh, for the first two months, it was great. I'm like, wow, this gal's pretty cool. No, I didn't think I was in love because I knew better. I was 31 at the time. Yeah, this girl, you need to have this one play out a little bit more. What I'm trying to figure out is how is a 20-year-old so mature, so reliable, so responsible? And if she came from a good father or a traditional background or a religious background, then I have my answer. Or if she came from such a tortured background that she had to support herself, and usually that's the eldest sibling. I understand that too. But if she's from a broken home and is magically acting like June Cleaver, whoa, danger, Will Robinson, danger. Now she's just playing and acting. Because mark my words, boys, all girls know what you want. They all know. They exactly know what you want. And they could turn it on like a spigot, right? They could turn it off because they don't want to do it. So you need to date this girl a lot longer. So yeah, by the way, to your career question, get your PhD, have them pay for it. Don't burn yourself out. Talk to your boss about an acceptable level of scheduling your classes so you don't burn out. Say, well, look, you're going to have to pay for the PhD. You might want to say, look, now I got to study. Are you going to compensate me for my study time? Because studying chemistry isn't exactly fun. And here's a great question. Do I need a PhD to do his job? That would be a great one right there. Do I need a PhD to do his job? Well, you really don't. Well, then why are you making me do this? We'll make my boss happy. Well, talk to your boss. Let's hang on. Let's get the boomers to get the progressive credentialism dildo out of their ass. It's like, well, I guess we don't need to make all the younger people pointlessly go and get lots of degrees that we're never going to use anyway. As for the girl, you need to date a lot longer and figure it out. Take your time. You're in no rush. But 6 months, that'd be the point in time where it's like, hey, we're going to have kids. There ain't going to be no marriage. Too bad. All right. Let's go to the super chats, the super chats, the super chats. Let's go to the super chats and have ourselves a treat. Alex Bogey again. Marriage only makes sense in the military where you get double pay. Divorces are even nastier, though, as you get your employer involved in it. Don't get married. Just don't get married. There. Don't get married. Period. We can be committed to one another. We can have. And by the way, this is why you talk to a divorce lawyer. Don't go through a marriage ceremony either, because that can constitute marriage in some states. See, you girls just voted in so much Democrat, resource-sucking, communist pieces of shit into the governments at the state and federal level that you wanted your day. But now you made it that if we have your day without a marriage license, I'm still married to you and now legally responsible. No, I got a guy. He basically had his lawyer draft up a document like a lease agreement, like you're not suing me for this. You don't get that. Bah, 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 bah. It was a business contract. And it was in the state of Colorado, so I don't know what the rules and laws are there. That's what you girls, not us guys, you. Rare. I try to be fair. This is 100% you girls. You made it. You're never going to get your day. Fuck your day. You don't get your day anymore. Because that's what they wanted, is the ceremony and the white dress, even though she's fat. Oh, God, I saw a wedding one time. And of course, the groom was this bearded fucking millennial fuck. Of course. And he had the navy blue and the pants came up to his calves and him and his douchebag groomsmen. I'm like, I could actually take all of you all on in one fight and I might stand a chance to not walk away dead. Like I could take, I don't know, five of them. I'm not joking. I could take four. I could take four. Here comes the buffaloes with white dresses on. You girls don't get that. No. N to the O to the O to the N to the O. No. Her day. No, her day means you're married. Any ceremony. Look that up. That's why you hire a lawyer. What if we just have like a part? No, you have a contract in your marriage ceremony. She signs the contract. I ain't going to sue you. I don't take the kids. I pay you rent. It's more of a lease agreement. So that her day, your day has been replaced with a lease agreement. How romantic. Her day. Someday your prince will come in another woman's face. See what I did there? All right. Your prince is coming, just not where you think he is. Did you know, man? $2 Canadian. But Cappy, he should find someone more age mature. No, I'm all for it. Like, there's like kind of the sweet spot where they're out of high school and they're still girls, you know, and they haven't been co-opted or corrupted by college. And they're like, but I really just want to get married and have kids. Okay. The Good Fight, new guy, £5. Hey, Cappy, appreciate your content. Any thoughts on family businesses and how to separate the family dynamics from the business aspect? Don't participate in the family business. Don't. Look, if you had a legit family business, your dad or mom, the patriarch or the matriarch, whoever's in charge, will groom you. And I've known several people where it's a legitimate family business and the father and the mother are grooming the child that they found the most responsible. You'll know. But if your family business is the Chinese restaurant, here's rule number one, Good Fight. Get the tax returns of your family's restaurant or business. See if there's any money being made. That's the first thing you do. And if there ain't no money being made, or there's so little money being made that they're constantly borrowing money from friends and they need you kids to work for free for labor, that's not a business. That's just a hobby that your parents pointlessly and pathetically glommed onto. Okay. So there first has to be a family business that's profitable. So demand the tax returns. That's the first thing. If there is a business and it's making enough money that your participation full-time would warrant a good salary, a good income, like they're going to pay you $150,000 a year to be a managing, like manager should make six figures at least. Okay. Maybe. But there has to be one leader. You're just going to be the eldest, though not always. Learn accounting. And there, the second it gets political, the second there's infighting, leave, because that company will not exist anymore. It won't exist in 5 years or be profitable in 5 years. There is one dedicated leader. And your parents should, they should identify that leader. Who's going to inherit the business? And what they should do then is figure out what the value of the business is at that time. Let's say there's five children. They should divide it into fifths. They pay out cash to the children who aren't going to be in. And then they give you or whoever they decide to be the leader full ownership of that company. But they buy everybody else out because there's one motherfucking leader. One. And if it's you and your siblings, all with equal ownership, no. It's not intangible. It's an indefensible position. It's an impossible position to be in. So that's, you know, but any thoughts on how to separate family dynamics? But me personally, I would Cappy the fuck up. I walk in, I'm like, fuck you and fuck you and fuck you and fuck you. I'm in charge. I'm going to do it this way. If you don't like it, buy me out. That's it. I give him that ultimatum. I'm not fucking around with family dynamics. I mean, I don't tolerate bullshit in a corporate environment. I sure the fuck don't tolerate it with my family. And guess who's kind of in charge of my family? When are you coming over next time? When I feel like it. Sound like such an abusive family member. Oh, you voted to take more of my money away and enslave me? Fuck you. You're dead to me. God, get the fuck out of here. When are you going to go talk to your brother again? When he pays back all the taxes he took from me. No, come on. That's not fair. Arnold A. Lamb. We got a lot of new guys here, Arnold. I don't think you've been here before. 5 euros. Almost half of all women in the military are married, have regular sex with the spouse. Almost one half of all women in the military that are married have regular. Okay, good. Was there a study for that? And what military? The European military? Which we know doesn't exist. I'm kidding. There's two or three soldiers in NATO. Well, yeah, I guess. They're all younger, though. Wait till you hit 30 and 40. John T. speaks, £2. What's going on in Britain? Why we got all the Brits here today? UK, no finan. No debt, you mean? No financial advantage to marriage for men here. Okay, cool. So the UK is also, there's no reason. Look. We could discuss the individual laws of each country and each state within the United States as it pertains to the risk to marriage. The general overarching risk, it's not even risk, but fact, in Western civilization is we've all voted, and that includes men too, disproportionately women, but some men voted for too. We voted in a welfare state, and we have voted to replace husbands with a government check. That's it. Women don't need men. That's it. And so now it changes the dynamic. You don't need us anymore. We're not the head of our household because you could just leave and you'll be fine. All right, fine. That's fine. I just want to know the rules of the game, the new game we're playing. But it is a new game. And the new game is I'll have sex with you, but the new game is marriage is obsolete. You don't need men anymore, ladies. You got the government. And now we're just here to stick our dick inside of you and have some fun. But this... this someday my prince will come. That's done, girls. That's over. This fall in love and find it. No, that's over. Because you got rid of the whole point and purpose of having a guy. And blaming men for all your stupid mistakes doesn't help things either. Hey, is there still water? Why, Bob, are you asking if there's still water? To see if we can go fishing. Bah, 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 bah. I ain't working anymore. Gone fishing. I divorced my cheating whore. I'm going out with Bing and old Satchamo. We're going to our favorite fishing hole. Gone fishing. Bah, 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 bah. I ain't working anymore. It's a song between Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong. Great song, by the way. Great song. I think we're caught up. All right. Let's see if Rule Zero is open now. Because I thought we were going to have a... I was going to be on Rule Zero. I logged in to the back audience place. And ain't nobody there. I'm like, hey, we're going to do this show or what? Atham, marriage, been there, done that. No, thank you. Yep. Hey, Atham, I never asked you, did you marry, were you married in America or Mexico? I also have a question about Mexico and Mexicans because I went to Walmart and I want to know why Mexico isn't more successful than it is. And why, if you look at obesity rates, Mexicans are fatter than American people. Remind me to hit you up with that question because I was looking, I had an interesting, I'm like, this, something's not adding up and I need your insight. Atham isn't Indian. No, he's Mexican. No, he's not one of you guys. He's a poser. He's a traitor. He's an infiltrator. Yeah. Haven't you seen us pick on him? Like all the Mexican jokes we do. Too many tacos. Digi Nomad. Are they live now? They didn't tell me what time and things are going on. All right, I'm taking off. Check over at Rule Zero. I'll see if I'm over there. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.